Let's do a roll call real quick. We'll just go around the room. I'm Nate Green.
Carrie Martin.
Danny Herbert.
Todd Friedman.
Mike Simpson.
Jess Saad.
Ben Kessler.
Heidi McCabe.
Alicia Carpenter.
Sarah.
All right, and we have our two listeners as well. Thanks for coming. You don't have meeting minutes, so we won't go over that. I have a long date anyway, so we'll group those at the next meeting. I didn't set them out ahead of time.
Cool.
We do have financial reports. Ben, can you pull up the spreadsheets?
If you give me here, what did I do this?
I had her number.
Oops. Don't do that.
Don't do 99.
Okay, cancel. Let's try that again.
614.
Yep.
286-3822.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Well, we can text her and let her know that that's the conference number.
Okay. All right. So Ben, can you pull up the? You have the Excel spreadsheet.
Yes. Sorry.
There's three things to pull up.
You want the management report or the financial statements?
Do whatever you want to do.
Let's start.
Where do you want to pull up first?
Here's the management report.
Well, Alicia's here, so we're gonna have her discuss the management report, if you don't mind. But Alicia is from, Carpenter is from Gilbert Group. How long have you been managing the property now for us?
Just about a year and a half.
Okay, great. But you're kind of new to managing the property, even though you've been doing it for a year and a half. You're the official property manager.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
But I thought it'd be good for her to come just to meet everybody. This is our community improvement corporation.
In all of its glory.
You're wild.
Here it is.
You'll hear that later. There's a couple things I think you talk to the tenants. I mean, if you want to just kind of generally talk about what's going on with the tenants, we have one problem child we know about.
Right.
But other than that, I just kind of gave an update. We did some striping and some other things recently.
Did some striping in the parking lot. The tenants everyone's really happy here. Everyone is, no complaints. I have a bid request out for the lights under the canopy. And it's just a great property, great tenants. It's really only thing coming up right now.
Okay, good.
I have a question.
You can ask me a question if you want. I figured that look on your face was...
I had the question look? Yeah. Inquisitive look?
Yes, inquisitive.
So we replaced the canopy fabric when we took over. It's been a while. It's starting to look a little sad.
Yeah.
So I'd love to get pricing on replacing, but not just replacing. I think what we struggled with trying to get them to look flat, and it didn't work. So it feels like maybe the solution is to build like grids, stretch the fabric over that, and put them up kind of individually. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like rectangles?
Yes.
To have that more sort of modern, clean look.
Okay.
So, I mean, cool.
I can get proposals for that for sure.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Do you guys feel like that's a...
I think that's a great thing. I mean, they are,
thing.
They're at least a decade old.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're starting to show their wear.
I mean, they've held up okay,
pretty
considering.
Good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have we had any interaction between the tenants, the contractor, and you with regard to what's going to be happening in the next couple of months?
They're aware of the construction and what's going on there. I haven't talked to the company that's doing the construction. I've been on emails, so I'm kind of up to date, but I haven't had interaction with them directly.
Yeah, Todd, we did at least just inform all the tenants what was going on. We talked about that at our last meeting, so at least they knew about the demo. They know that the construction's coming up. You think there's anything else we need to communicate to them?
The problem is I don't know what I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. So, maybe it's a good idea to get whoever the construction manager is, the project manager, in touch with you, and just so that you have a line of communication, so that if power goes out, sewer stops, water line gets cut, something, they know how to get along with
each other. That's a good idea. Well, Jason Hoxock is the guy at Continental.
No,
he's the guy at...
I got the new guy, the construction guy.
construction. That's the guy we're going to want to talk to.
So we're routinely.
Yeah, I talk to him every.
Well, if you could put that together, that'd be awesome.
Yes, boss.
Or
yes, boss.
Or just because you have that relationship, like Alicia could work through Alicia or Alicia, sorry.
Alicia,
my bad. Could work through you as well. Because
yeah.
You're gonna What did they say about the car washing situation? Did you meet with them yesterday?
They were they were coming over about something else and they weren't as happy yesterday, so I was gonna give it a day.
Oh, wow.
And then,
to employees are complaining about the amount of dust that's covering cars every day, so we're asking them.
They're gonna go out to washing cars every day?
Maybe give like coupons for Moo Moo or something like that. I don't know.
I figured I'd ask Cox talk about that because the development guys
are city employees.
Yeah,
it's real.
It is real.
Been out there for 30 minutes, and I park over there now.
Yeah, ask.
They're flush with cash.
The developer guys always have money.
Construction guys are always trying to cut the costs. They're like, no. So Cox is going to give me a yes.
Okay.
Give us coupons.
Method of the madness.
Who's complaining?
There's like unlimited packages that they can buy.
City Hall employees.
It's only $32 a month.
No, actually not.
Which one are you going to?
My car was apparently I'm supposed to hand wash it or something. Ridiculous.
I think
I don't know.
A little less on.
Oh, stupid. But, yeah, I mean, it is really very dusty.
That one's better, though.
Fair enough.
You just have to, like, you know, be aware of not leaving your purse in the front seat and things like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Everywhere,
though.
Cool.
Okay. Anything else for Alicia?
I know that we should not state the specific tenant, but we had a tenant. Okay.
If you want to stick around, we can have you come in and talk about that if you don't mind sticking around.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because we'll get to that shortly.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Okay. All right. Otherwise, I mean, that's the property management report. That's the financial report. That if you go through it, I mean, we'll talk about.
I'm not sure anyone can see anything right now, but looks really good.
You know, we're doing well. Just so you all know, we are under contract, and we'll talk about this a little bit later. But for the group, we are under contract for the former Lucky Lotto site. We did take $25,000 out of our account, this account, for that, to put it escrow for that site. We're up to date on paying the city. And I think the roof, is that paid off? I think it is. I don't know. I'll
have to check. I
think it is, because the CAM charges for the roof are not on there anymore, so I think maybe we're, but that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so I thought it was like
5 years.
5 years. Yeah.
We'll have to we'll figure that out. Oh, we also, as you all know, we did pay down, and I don't remember the amount, but we also paid down our line of credit.
I'm pleased to hear that.
I know you are. We talked about it last meeting, but we're good. We paid that now. It's going to go back up again, I think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for now, it's paid down.
It's like paid off?
What's that?
It's paid off or down? Right, yeah.
So I can't remember the balance because I love the Ohio State Bank, but they can't. Every time I go in there and I ask them to add me to the account, every time, I've done this 4 times in a row. Yeah, we'll send you an email. I don't get an email.
Yeah. I love how you led with, I love the Ohio State Bank.
I love that. But how do you still get the emails? I get an email, but then I can't access it.
Oh, boy.
It's an access.
It's an access.
Which is why I went in Monday. It's on site.
That's why I said we have to take a check. Anything, I mean, I know that you've all only had the day to look at this, but other comments or questions?
Yeah.
See, you can get in.
I can get in.
How can I get in?
Well, why can't I get on other bank accounts?
Good point.
Yeah.
So our principal balance is $240,000.
Okay. And the Bexley Square account is currently sitting at 232. Is that right?
That's
yeah. How's our CAM to budget coming? Is it okay? CAM expense to budget?
I believe it's okay. Yeah, but I can follow up with Angela and just make sure.
Yeah. And are you, are we billing okay on landscape and that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. How about trash? Has that, how has that changed?
It looks.
Do we change the trash situation?
I don't know. I'm aware of.
Okay.
Of that.
I got to circle back on that then.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
like over here, developers.
Yeah, Capital's no longer, I assume, sharing the cost. Although if they send us checks, that'd be great. Yeah. I doubt they are. We've reduced the number of and the size of the dumpsters,
mm-hmm.
but we've increased the frequency of pickup. So,
right.
I'm not sure how that all shakes out.
Got it.
And we share that with Bexley Square. Look at that.
Hey, Matt. Hi.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
Good to see you.
Good to be here. The collections of past due rents.
We will talk about that in a little bit, Matt.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm so excited.
That was just discussed in code.
In code. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. All right, moving on from the Bexley Square. 420 North Cassidy. I don't know, Matt, if we're going to give any updates there. Or we want
to. I mean.
Or Sarah.
It's operating swimmingly as a senior center.
That's right.
I don't know that we have further discussion coming on that, so.
We do. 458, we just still have one tenant there. We don't. There's not much going on there.
It's the office tenant?
No, it's not.
The residential?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. The property manager won't return my emails.
I think we need a new property manager.
I think we
Let's add that
we
to our...
That for a while. We need to seriously think about that.
Okay. So. Should we brainstorm? Yeah, that's something we need to do in open session. Can we brainstorm property managers that we should talk to? Anyone?
Yeah. Thoughts on anybody? You know, Rich Russo right now, but and he didn't even do it. It's some guy that.
It's a very, very small.
Very small contract.
Management fee that they got.
Yes.
I'm sure.
I don't remember.
I don't know what.
I mean, Wallace Ackley makes sense, and again, it's not worth anyone's.
Yeah.
Time.
They're not doing it for the money.
They're not. They're doing it out of civic duty.
Yes. Exactly.
I hear Alicia Carpenter is like, woo, awesome.
Small.
Just switch one.
Are you interested?
Yes. We'll just roll it into the portfolio.
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't Gilbert used to manage it?
We talked about them managing 420 before that it became a senior center.
But they've never done 458.
Nope.
Oh, we've got this great property. You should take a look at. Yeah.
I mean,
I think we would be interested.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, if you would take it back and look, it is a very small property. It's a house, literally.
Okay.
But it had, when we bought it, it was not a house. I mean, it was a house, but it had commercial property in it.
Okay.
We bought it, it's on the Cassidy corridor, so we bought it as you know, as an asset because we wanted to redevelop that corridor. Or we want to redevelop that corridor. But it, I mean, it's literally like paying utilities and making sure the lawn gets better.
And getting a tenant would be nice.
And getting a tenant would be good too.
Okay. Yeah. Residential?
No, we'd like to commercial. Get a commercial tenant.
It's first floor office, which like I mean
it's a very odd space because it is a residential space converted, but it's not really usable as a rentable space because there's not really a kitchen and the bathroom is.
But for office, like, there are so many people with home offices that would love to get away and just,
yeah.
I mean, they're paying that much at Cohatch. It's not as cool as Cohatch, but you've got your own space.
But Cohatch is going to be really full, so there's another opportunity. And if you live in the area, you just walk over.
We could call it Cat Hatch. Cassie Hatch.
No Hatch.
Cass Hatch.
No Hatch.
No Hatch.
No Hatch.
One Hatch.
One.
No Hatch. But one, maybe have six back a month. You know. Put that on the listing. Six back a month.
Right.
I don't know what it is.
Bexley Mart.
The Bexley Mart.
I should probably know this, but why does Ferndale have 345,000.
Because remember, that account we built up and the city was giving us money for a long time to buy properties there, and we've stopped buying properties there. So,
and the money is,
it's an acquisition account,
and it's for a very tailored use.
Yes.
That it, when it came from the city, so it's just used to pay property taxes and
also some of the assessment work that's been happening.
That's true.
Has come through that.
Is it sitting in a money market, or is it just in a savings?
It's just actually it's in a checking account. I mean, we could move that into something. Though.
I mean, like,
can we go back to 2 years ago and move it into a?
Yeah, but even today,
or even 6 months.
CD,
ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a ton of money.
Yes.
Right.
Because we really don't have unless that until we kind of figure out the use there.
But even like a money market at 3% would be better than.
Yeah.
We can also do. I think we would have access to Star Ohio. I'm on a big Star Ohio kick right now, as
well,
you know.
We would have access to it. Of course we would. I mean, that's...
That's currently doing around 5%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that something, Carrie, you can look into? You have
Carrie's really hot to trot on Star Ohio.
She's
right
all
now.
About it, whether
yeah.
she wants to or not.
Star Ohio is the state treasury. You guys know that? Okay. Investment vehicle. Pre kind of cleared for government investment. So you don't have to, like,
bet it,
right? Anything to talk about at the Ferndale Mayfield properties?
Nope.
I can update everyone to let you know that, like, there is the most of the property owners have joined together with an attorney, which is good news. We're working with them on an MOU that has some conditions where we're seeking a deeper assessment grant, and that would lead to brownfield revitalization cooperatively. So that's where we're at right now, but we're still in the attorneys. Joe Durham is our attorney on this. Their attorney is based out of Cincinnati, and they're still finalizing language. But that's where they're at. There are two property owners that are not part of that, but we're going to, so that progress might be a little different with those properties.
How's the new owner doing?
Do
you know anything about them?
Still have not found out a whole lot about them. We've had
the apartment building,
yeah. And they've been investing in sort of common areas, but we've not been successful. Megan's been trying to reach out to them and meet with them. So, and she's sad. She's has some COVID in the household, so she's not here today.
And so they'll have to come to the cities at some point.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about that apartment complex?
The Parkview Arms?
No, the 72 unit building at.
The one guy was going to buy it and then he didn't, right?
So right, it's been purchased by a right, he didn't.
Okay, I can dig into it and see.
What's the address?
Mayfield. 72 units. I have it.
Mayfield, yeah. It's right behind the MoMA.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the owner information, but.
Any insight why those two properties haven't joined in with the rest of the owners?
I think they just don't want to be involved in the potential risk of it.
So do you think that they are interested in getting rid of them and selling them? Because if they're not going to join the rest of them, then they want out?
Well, we're going to be continuing the public nuisance action against those two properties because they're not in like a situation where they're cooperating with the solution. So that outcome will shake out. 909 to 925 Mayfield is the address.
The Coves.
Yeah.
Columbus LLC.
The Coves.
Well,
that sounds exciting.
It's fancy.
Thank you. No, it's not.
I'm
you don't think so?
Just guess. I've never been through. I don't want to go through it. Okay. All right. Well, let's move into executive session. So I need somebody to give that motion right there. Read that off, please. Whoever wants to do it.
Executive session to consider the purchase of property, both real and personal, tangible or intangible, or to consider the sale of property, either real or personal, by competitive bid. If disclosure of the information would give a competitive advantage to the other side by Division G2 of Section 121.22 of the Revised Code.
Thank you, Mr. Simpson. Can I get a second to that motion?
Second to Marcelino.
Marcelino.
We have to go around and vote on that. Green, yes. Mark?
Say what?
You vote on going to executive session.
Yes.
Yes. Hurley?
Yes.
Friedman? Simpson?
Yes.
Yes.
Sod?
Yes.
Kessler?
McCabe, yes.
McCabe? You can't vote.
Pointler?
Yes.
Marcelino?
Yes.
Yes.
Repeat from the back row. And we invite Alicia Carpenter in as well. So okay. While we have Alicia here, can I get a motion to go out of executive session?
So moved, Kessler.
Moved by Kessler, second.
Simpson, yes.
Simpson, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Do we have any new business? Matt, you wanted to talk about something.
I was just briefly running, getting back to the buildings down for now Mayfield, the farm buildings. It looks like it's owned by a Clear Investment Group out of Chicago. So,
okay.
According to the State of Ohio Business Search website.
They own some other stuff, though, in Central Ohio.
3950 Carl Road looks like an apartment building that they own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in there. I made the same reaction.
So, yeah, maybe that's why it's not been as easy. I was.
Lindsay Rodriguez is. $0.
Yeah.
Amy Rubenstein, is the CEO of Clear Investment Group out of Chicago.
Okay.
Pretty, I don't know.
It's
weird.
Because the LLC changed, so it wasn't an LLC transfer.
It wasn't a drop as well.
Right.
It may have been a no purchase and a foreclosure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
She was pretty happy about not doing that, but.
I know. If that happened, that would make me very unhappy. That's what we have a call about.
Might be really low.
Okay.
It may be an opportunity for us again.
Is there a motion to go back into executive session? We'll continue to dig in that and get next month, get back to you guys with more info.
We do, and we don't, this doesn't need, I mean, this can be a regular session. Sarah just reminded me, we are talking through the easement agreement here. We have a discussion on that today. We had a discussion with.
Is it here?
Well, I think we're doing it. I'm sorry, we have a virtual call at 4:30 today.
Are there some people meeting?
Oh, I'm going to join online. I think, well, Megan's not even here.
Yeah.
Should we postpone it so she's there?
Yeah, what do you think?
She's an integral
player.
She's been involved in all this discussion.
I hate to further delay it.
Is Catherine going to be able to go through all this stuff?
It's our little working group with Catherine. I think it's
Megan,
I think
might
it's
be
okay.
Able to hop on.
She might be able to.
She just told Megan Martinez from Capital she could take a phone interview.
Okay.
So she might, I don't know.
Right.
She said she's feeling okay.
She's going up
to it. Okay.
I think we should keep it. Just
so keep
it moving, yeah.
I don't need to be a part of it. I just really would like to know when that gets done or how close we are. Because I'm not holding up yet, but building plans or foundation plans are going to start coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't prove until we have everything settled in place.
Then when do you anticipate that coming to council?
As soon as we have the legal.
Or September meetings.
I don't know. I'll know more today. I think that's, you know, I think we were still pretty far apart last day. Like, we agreed to everything in spirit, and then it would came back on paper different. So
make it into the document.
Right. Attorneys.
Just as we're discussing budget at all.
The worst. Did you say ogres?
No.
All right. Anything else we need to discuss before adjournment? Can I get a motion for adjournment?
So
moved. Mr. Simpson. Second.
Friedman.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mike made all the, I think he made all the motions. So.
Great job, Mike.
I'm not doing anything the rest of the day.
So. Good.